Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir English Podcast. Criminals that made Afghan women widows for 20 years hypocritically express concern about their welfare. News. The situation with the rights of women and girls in Afghanistan was one of the main topics of the first G20 conference on gender equality. It takes place in Italy. Prime Minister of the Republic, Mario Draghi, in his address to delegates, called on to do everything possible to protect the fundamental rights of Afghan women, especially the right to education. Source, ru.euronews. Comment. The transfer of power in Afghanistan to the Taliban has triggered a new wave of disinformation aimed at reinforcing the myth that Islam forbids women from getting an education. Refuting this incorrect statement, first, I will cite the following hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who said, طلب العلم فريضة على كل مسلم. The search for knowledge is the duty of every Muslim. Ibn Majah. According to the rules of Usul Fiqh, the science of the foundations of Islamic law, any appeal in the Quran and Sunnah refers to both a man and a woman, as long as there is no separate indication that would separate this appeal to either of the two sexes. Thus, the search for knowledge necessary for life, Islamic, scientific, humanitarian, is the responsibility of both men and women. Bringing this simple concept into the shadow of Islamic rule has led to the flourishing of women's education, which throughout Islamic history has spawned prominent women scholars and women inventors, for example. The Prophet's wife, Aisha radiallahu anha, had extensive knowledge of Islamic law and transmitted more than 2,200 hadiths. Well-known companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned to her for advice. Shifa bint Abdullah served as a judge under the second righteous caliph Umar. She used to sort out trade and monetary litigation. Lubna al-Andalusiya, 10th century CE, was a poet. She excelled in grammar, rhetoric, mathematics, and calligraphy. She was one of the main scribes of the state. She was trusted by official correspondence. Fakhr al-Nisa, Ummu Muhammad Shuhada, 10th century CE, was a specialist in Arabic calligraphy. She was a clerk under Caliph al-Muktafi. It is reported that in her time in Baghdad, there was no one who could be compared with her in writing. Sharaf ad-Din Sabnu Gukla, a 15th century Turkish surgeon, describes female surgeons in Andalus who performed operations in women's hospitals chapters. Lubna al-Cordobiya, 10th century CE, is an expert in mathematics and literature. She was able to solve the most difficult problems in geometry and algebra. She served as secretary to the Caliph al-Hakam II. Maryam al-Astrolobiya al-Ij'iliya, 10th century CE, scientist, inventor, astronomer, and developer of famous astrolabes, devices for determining the position of the sun and planets. Fatima al-Fihri is an outstanding engineer in 859. She established Al-Qayrawan University, recognized by the Guinness Book of Records as the world's oldest permanent institution of higher education. In addition, Muhammad Akram al-Nadwi, in his 40 volumes work, cites the biographies of 8,000 women scientists, ulama, who were nurtured by the Islamic civilization. These are just a few examples of how Islam gave birth to women who not only developed education in the Islamic State, but also held high positions in it. The presence of such a large number of Muslim women scientists indicates the importance that Islam attaches to female education, because it is obvious that the emergence of these scientists is impossible without a high level of general female education. Islam attaches great importance to this issue, since it considers women primarily as the keeper of the family hearth, as the one who stands on the first line of defense. in providing the young generation of Muslims with proper upbringing and education. This is in addition to the opportunity to conduct educational, scientific, and social activities outside the home. Separately, it should be noted that the mentioned level of education of women is not achieved through the mythical concept of gender equality or through the destruction of family values. The family hearth creating demographic problems as it happens in Europe, but it is achieved in a harmonious way when a man and a woman continue to fulfill their main social role, ensuring the prosperity of the entire society and state. The reintroduction of these unique Islamic concepts in the field of women's education is possible only with the restoration of the second Khilafah Rashida, righteous caliphate, on the method of the prophethood, which will undoubtedly occur in the Islamic world by the will of Allah in the near future. Hashtag Afghanistan. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir by Fazil Amzayev, head of the Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Ukraine.